Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Us an email at tnt@tntradioempire.com.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I'm going to pronounce his last name wrong, but it's Boban Marjanovic. I think I nailed that, actually. He's that big. Yeah, you recognize him from commercials.
He's in the Goldfish commercials.
Yeah, he's a center for the Rockets.
Can I have a handful?
So they're out of playoff competition. They were not going to make the playoffs anyway, and they're playing the Clippers in L.A., and the game's 105-97. They're winning. The Rockets are actually winning 105-97. And the Clippers have a deal where if one opposing player misses two free throws from the line in a row, they get free chicken. So it's the end of the game, and he misses the first one, not on purpose. And they start cheering, and he starts looking around the crowd. He goes, "I got you, I got you, I got you." And they freak out, and he misses the second one on purpose. So they all get free chicken. And I read further into this. All the settings are set. The Rockets weren't in the playoffs anyway. But it was 105-97 with 4.5 minutes left.
Yeah, the game wasn't in hand.
No, it's not in hand. I kept reading the game was totally well in hand. I'm thinking, no, it's not. But then I looked more into it. Final game of the season. Rockets weren't in the playoffs anyway. Win or lose, didn't matter to either team.
This in Houston?
Did they end up winning?
It was in L.A.
It was in L.A.
That's LA, yeah. And he did it for the opposing fans.
What kind of
he
chicken do you get?
I don't know. It doesn't
good
say.
Question.
But, yeah, if an opposing team misses two free throws in a row at any home game at the Clippers, the crowd gets free chicken.
Did he give a little nod to the crowd?
Like, oh, yeah. No. Watch the video, Todd.
Before he gets the ball on the second one, he's looking around, and you can hear it. You can see him mouth the words,
I got you.
He's looking at the crowd going,
"I got you."
And he bricks the second one, and he puts his hand up and looks around, and he's a man of the people.
Yeah, he's the people's champ. That's great.
And he's the perfect guy to do that, too, because we recognize him from TV and everything.
Oh, yeah. You know? Yeah, he's great.
It's good. And like I said, most it's 99% positive. Because people were idiots.
Did they end up winning?
They won anyway, but once again, it didn't matter for either team. The Clippers were set, and the Rockets aren't in the playoffs. Yeah.
Well, you're still those guys are
still
highly
win
competitive.
The game.
You want to win.
But, yeah. Oh, I know. But that's why I thought. But I kept reading when I first kept reading this. I kept saying it was well in hand. No, it's not. That's 8 points in 4.5 minutes. That is not well in hand.
I love it. Yeah, there's a picture of him afterwards after he misses it. Somebody's going for the rebound, and he just has a one up in the air.
Yeah, he was a man of the people, man. Yeah. I love it.
How much regular season basketball is left?
None.
That's
over.
It.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, the play-in this week because you play in for the 7th and 8th seed, and then the playoffs probably start this weekend, next Saturday, something like that.
You've got.
Yeah. Who are the playing teams, Sam?
Let's see here.
By the way, Caitlin Clark on SNL was great.
She was great.
Yeah.
I mean, she nailed her lines, and she was quick, especially when she comes back when he goes, "I'll give this to my girlfriend." She goes, "You don't have a girlfriend, Che." I love that line.
Right.
But she was so good.
You couldn't see the Y on her left side of the jacket, so everybody thought she was wearing a Husker jacket. because there was an N.
Yeah, I know.
On the right side.
Yeah. No, it was the N was for Nike.
Oh,
Nike,
okay. Right.
She is a Nike endorser.
Todd, that's local. Yeah, Husker jacket. That's exactly what she wore since she played for Iowa. All right. She wore a Husker jacket. Right. Why, everything's about the Huskers, right?
Why wouldn't she wear a Husker jacket?
Okay, so tomorrow night you've got Lakers Pelicans and Warriors Kings in the Western Conference play-in. And then Wednesday night you've got Heat Sixers and Hawks Bulls. And it's 7-8, and the winner of that game gets in.
Right.
And then 8 plays the winner of the 9-10 game.
Right.
And gets in.
Right.
And the chicken was KFC.
Okay.
It was free KFC that night.
Cool.
There you go.
They show a picture of me and somebody can hand him a piece of chicken. I'm sure it's probably a coupon. Yeah. You go get it somewhere probably, right?
Yeah.
But that's a cool that he did that.
No,
Clark was great. Awesome. And I read some trolls are pretty brutal, but dumb for that matter most of the time, especially this. Somebody was pissed that she was on the show since they didn't win. Why didn't they invite somebody from South Carolina? I said, what, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
That's just somebody.
She's the most famous person out there, and Che does do a lot of jokes hammering women's sports, and they ran them back.
It was perfect.
It was great that they did that, you know?
Well, she became the face of that game.
Thank you. And she also thanked everybody ahead of her, too, in that rap, which I thought was pretty cool. Yeah. Now, I'm not going to watch WNBA basketball anytime soon, but whatever. You know.
She conveniently...
When they ran those three or four clips of Che's old jokes hammering women's sports, that was perfect.
I did think it was nice she left out the names of Diana Taurasi and Sue Bird. You know,
the ones that
were hammering her on the alternate broadcast.
Right? I like that too, Todd. Of course, because you're right. That was on purpose.
She listed off a lot of names of great women's players who'd come before her, and those were not some of them.
Not them.
No.
You're right.
No. There's a little UConn bias and jealousy involved there, I think.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So how'd the Angels player, I'm not sure who he is, get a testicular contortion? Whoa. That's when your ball turns around.
No, contusion.
Contusion. Contortion is when your ball just turns around.
That's when you
and it the tube just turns like get a knot.
Yeah. So this
they
guy.
That's the most painful thing out there.
Nolan Schonel. I'm not pronouncing
what's
his
he
name
play?
Right.
What's he play?
Baseball.
What position?
Baseball. He was at bat, and in the link I sent you can see the video. The ball goes straight off of his bat. And right into his, it'd be his right leg, upper thigh, and it
hits his nut.
Went straight from the bat to his ball. And the announcers try real hard to go, he must have taken that in the leg. That's going to be a real nasty bruise on his thigh. No, testicular contusion was the official diagnosis for him.
So, speaking of that,
were they able to get the speed of the ball off the bat into his nut? They have all the stats anymore.
It is not reported.
That came off 102 miles an hour right into his left nut.
What was the spin rate on his nut? That's what I want to know. So my son's laying on the floor. This is a while back. We're at the airport, and he's laying on the floor charging his phone, and he's got shorts on. He's got his leg crossed. He's laying there, and I'm at the other end of the – I'm further away sitting at the airport, and I see him sitting there. And he's got his legs crossed, but he's got these shorts on. Now, it's not visible, but I'm thinking, how about this? I just text him. I go, hey – and the place – the airport's packed, and I go, hey, your nut's sticking out. I just hit text, and I go, once again, I'm across the waiting area at the gate,
So it'd be something you would do. I said, hey, your nut's hanging out. And, you know, you give it 2 seconds, you know, I see him look at the phone, all of a sudden just reach down and cross his leg real quick. And here's another prank I just read this morning on Twitter, and I shared this. I don't know if a guy actually does this, but I love it. He'll walk around. This is pretty cruel. When he sees anything with a Trump sticker, don't worry, it's not going to get more political than that. Anybody with a MAGA sticker, he'll take a piece of paper and say, hey, I'm pregnant, call me, and stick it in the windshield.
Oh.
Now, I hate to put that out there because that could be done to anybody, let alone what kind of stickers on their car. But that's funny because I know most of the time people are going to go, well, I'm not bagging anybody anyway. But some guy walked up to one of those cars and said, hey, I'm pregnant, call me, and freaked out. Or somebody's wife saw it.
That's the thing. They could ruin it.
They're leaving Home Depot worse. Together on a Saturday. Everything's going well. The wife sees, hey, I'm pregnant, call me, on his windshield. He can't get out of that.
No.
None of us can get out of that.
No, you
my
can't
wife,
be like,
my
oh,
wife,
that's
my wife
that's
trusts me.
Just
my wife trusts me, and I think she. I couldn't get out of that.
No, there's no talking your way out of that.
No. So try it today, by the way.
That's a cruel prank.
And Nick's focus there. Yeah, do it Nick's focus.
Yeah, I'm glad I haven't been broadcasting the color and make and model of my car for years.
Yeah, most of the time you walk to your car,
it'll be fine. Don't worry. Right. It'll be fine.
I love that bit, though. So the ball, so when he goes down.
I think
down
I might be okay with that. There's a vasectomy.
Oh, yeah. You do have that to lean on.
So Nick's... Nick said, okay, when the next one should say, I thought you had a vasectomy, I call me, I'm pregnant. Okay, say that.
Yeah, it's not helping.
Yeah, the guy who took the ball to the ball, he did leave the game in the third inning after
ball
that.
To the ball, yeah.
But I guess he reported feeling much better the next day, but he was not feeling good right there after it. If you watch the video, man, it comes right off the bat screaming. And
does he make that face of the guy, the old man crosses his legs at that conference? Remember that face?
Nah, it's a little different.
He's a younger guy, right?
Well, I mean, you think about it. He probably did get hit in the leg as well.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, there was pain in a lot of areas right down there. The whole general region was not feeling good, but the testicular contusion is what they put on the injury report.
Oh, my God.
He is a rookie first baseman.
First-round pick.
Why do they not wear cups?
Well, if he's played first base, he had a cup on. I don't know how that – I don't know. But maybe he
sure
doesn't wear one at first
base. It didn't look like it. In that
third baseman
that
wear cups.
The Twitter
cups,
link that was embedded in there shows multiple replays and different angles of it just going right.
Yeah, do the
crutch.
Infielders generally wear cups? Catcher?
I don't know. Catcher does. Yeah, you're crazy if you don't have a cup on as a catcher. That's 101.
Does the cup
like
inhibit?
Anybody out there should have a cup.
Yeah, does it inhibit?
No,
your...
the outfield never really wore a cup. I never wore
a
cup.
They still go
baseball.
To the plate.
Yeah.
But can you stretch?
I know.
Like
what?
A first baseman can with a cup? Are they getting...
They're a hell of a lot more streamlined than they were when you and I were kids, Todd. You know.
But you see football players wear a lot less
wear
padding
than they
did a long time ago. Yeah. And they don't wear cups.
Right.
They never wore cups.
It sure looks like this guy's not.
Yeah. Obviously, no, it's because you don't wear it. Well, you're wearing it wrong if your nut's sticking out of your cup, you know?
Yeah.
It's just for the dog.
Yeah,
there's a couple trainers out there.
Like, what is his cup hurts so bad? Like, your balls are hanging out of it?
Yeah, get yourself fitted.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he gives it a couple minutes to try to maybe, like, oh, I can walk this off. And then he's like, no, I can't walk this off.
So that contusion, is that a long-term thing?
Oh, it's just that's
a bruise, right?
It's a bruise. I mean, that's just fancy words for a bruise.
I'm sure you'll feel it for a few days. Yeah, and I'm sure it's swollen and discolored.
Yeah, you can kind of...
I was so too much of a pussy with it. I got hit by the ball one time and I was scared of it. For the rest of the time I played baseball.
Yeah, you were.
How would that not cross your mind every time you're up at the plate?
Because he's a pro baseball player.
Yeah, because he spent his whole life.
Taking balls to the
face,
you know.
100 miles an hour thrown at him.
Yeah, but then he hit himself.
Ladies, you know what helps in that situation? You kiss him. You know, kiss it and make it feel better. You know?
I always thought the guy who takes the one who gets hit on the wrist on his batting hand, you know. You take the pitch right to the wrist.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Or
I mean,
the elbow.
There's nothing there. Yeah. I mean, that little knob of your wrist right there on the outside.
Yeah, I got hit in the finger that way once. Yeah. I was swinging the bat. I mean, it hit my hand.
A lot of guys wear the elbow padding, but a lot of guys don't.
They didn't back in the day. Nobody had that crap back in the day. The armor they wear nowadays, no.
I mean, I don't blame them.
No, I don't either.
I mean,
I don't either.
Guys are up there throwing 90, 100 miles an hour. I don't want to get hit by that.
It's fast.
Spin right off your nuts. All right. We'll take that call. We got Zach Myers from Shinedown and his friend and our friend Chris Porter, comedian Chris Porter from Kansas City. And they're going to phone the program. They're out something doing something called the Campfire Astronauts. They sing and then they tell jokes, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And both do both,
right?
Apparently.
And you said that there's audio of Chris singing. He could sing.
Yeah,
right?
If you go to YouTube and just type in Campfire Astronauts, you can see some video from some of their earlier shows. And yeah, Chris is up there singing and playing with Zach.
I was going to say, he plays too, doesn't he?
Yeah, he plays guitar right along, the two of them playing. And yeah,
apparently
it's
Zach's a pretty funny guy too. So
yeah.
And the live show is up, the one we did on Friday night at the Admiral in Omaha. 2.5 hours of stock full of comedy. All the guys' sets from the show are on there, and the double podcast, you know, and slowly hear how drunk Todd got at the end.
And an appearance from Frank Gallagher.
It was pretty quick. It was downhill right away. Right.
When we get back, we should try to get to some of those fistula, boil, cyst emails that came.
You could not play any audio.
Nick was saying he wanted to hear those.
Oh, good.
And then
we could not play any of the audio on the air from the show because it was a lot of swear words.
That's why we did it
Push
that
could,
way.
Push couldn't do it. Push could not do that.
There ain't enough bleeps in the world.
No. I think there's some audio of Todd being drunk, but I think he swears the whole time, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And if the fistula stuff isn't gross enough,
fistula.
We do have some political news out of Madrid, Spain. That may be gross enough for you.
Yeah,
I haven't heard that yet.
Something else that might turn Nick's stomach.
All right, come on back.
Listen to Nick gag. Coming up.
I do every day.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.